So are we going on a blind date now?
I hope not.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of It's 3 a.m. Haven't seen it. We watched Dating Around on Netflix.
I actually had no idea what it was. Also, when you started, so I was really confused for the first few minutes.
I definitely really wanted to watch this because I know it breaks from our usual thing of watching movies, but I was just like, a lot of people have been talking about this and I've been meaning to watch it, and it seems like also a good opportunity for us to just watch something different than we usually watch.
Yeah, I'm glad we did because it was quite the experience, and I don't think I would have watched it if I hadn't had external motivation.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things. It's kind of like when some of our friends, they watched Terrace House.
I've never been able to get into that.
Yeah, me either. But
because you have to have subtitles on, so you have to read. So you have to, like, pay full attention. Like, it's not a multitasking show.
Yeah.
And for me, the way the show is, it feels like a show that should be a multitasking show. Like, a show that you kind of have on, but you're, like, doing other things.
Yeah.
But you can't do that, because you need to read it to know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been that which has, like, pushed me away from actually getting into it, but also the fact that there's, like, a panel that also talks about what is happening at the same time. I'm just like, that's really weird.
It's a little weird, but it's also kind of funny, because they're, like, comedians, so they make jokes. I have seen some of Terrace House. I don't think I've ever watched a full season.
Yeah.
Because I think part of the thing of Terrace House is also you have to, like, you don't just watch one episode and get hooked. You kind of watch it and, like, get attached to the people. Because there's not really a lot of drama.
Yeah.
They have drama the way that, like, 2000s dramas have drama, where it takes you 10 episodes and there's a small arc. There's, like, a little thing that happens and then it's resolved and then they just move on to other things.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Again,
it's mostly just that, people living their life.
Yeah. With that, I would definitely have to have outside motivation. They'd be like, hey, watch this. I'm like, fine.
Yeah. Pretty much. Same here.
But, you know, Dating Around was fun.
It was. The first episode didn't sell me, but the second one did.
Yeah, the first episode was very much definitely dipping your toe into the concept of this, but it was because they picked I think they wanted to pick someone who was very, like, a blank canvas.
Right.
And
he's
people
pretty
project.
Inoffensive.
Yeah.
He just kind of exists. Luke, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, because when we watched the after thing when they were, the Netflix digital exclusive, where they're on YouTube, where they were talking, they catch up with the people who were in the episodes, like the actual daters. It was funny because, like, for a second I was just like, is that a completely different guy? But it was still him.
Yeah, it took me, I honestly forgot what he looked like. I kind of forgot about him in general, and then I forgot what he looked like.
Yeah.
So
I was more interested in the people that he was dating, so. Yeah.
Well, even after that whole episode, I'm still like, I don't know anything about you. I don't remember his job, and I think that's really the only piece of personal information he gave out.
Did he actually say what he does?
I think he did at some point. At least, like, the vague, kind of thing he does, if not his specific, like, job.
Hmm.
I don't remember what it was, though. And it's not because he was the first episode.
Was it something involving real estate, I think?
Maybe?
Yeah.
He just really didn't talk much.
He didn't.
Like, the others would talk and he would just kind of react to it.
Yeah. He seemed very much like one of those. And honestly, it wasn't until he started to get, like, I would say drunker.
Yes.
That I feel like he started to open up a bit more.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think part of it is also, like, I think in that environment, which is a bunch of cameras surrounding you, paid extras surrounding you on a blind date, I can imagine some awkwardness would be natural.
Yeah.
But I was just scared that we were going to be watching 6 episodes of just really awkward small talk.
Yes.
Because that's what most of episode 1... It was just really cringy.
It was, but I was having a good time. I was living for it.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany was hilarious. I thought she was so funny.
Tiffany was my favorite.
Apparently people on the internet think she's disgusting, but I loved her.
I don't know why they think she's disgusting, other than the fact that she kind of, like, chews loudly.
Yes. It's to aerate her food.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be able to be around her because, or, like, while she's eating.
Yeah.
Because I definitely had a friend like that in high school. Like, she was one of the grossest eaters I had ever witnessed in my whole life. Yeah. But, she wasn't like that.
No. She wasn't, it wasn't that gross. She just smacked a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like she was chewing with her mouth, like, wide open or anything. But, no, I think it was just she was very assertive about things. And I think, I'm guessing a lot of people didn't like that. And he was also very, like, confused by it.
Yeah, he was very much just like, oh wow, you really just take the lead, huh?
Oh yeah, she really does.
To which I'm like, is that a bad thing, really?
He didn't seem to mind at the end of the date when they were kissing, though.
Yeah, it was...
he looked fine with that.
It was funny because when they, like, kissed after they were outside the restaurant, and then she grabbed his hands and she was like, alright, now we're walking.
Yeah, just dragged him away and he's still like, what's happening?
Hey, she's a girl who knows how to keep him wanting more.
She really does. She really does.
She strikes me as someone who is very good at the first date.
Yeah.
She's very good at scoring herself a second date. Yeah. So I'm sure with this whole experience, she was very taken aback. She's like, oh, what? No second date?
Yeah. I'm sure I'm sure she does best with guys who don't mind her just taking the lead and, like, being in charge.
Yeah.
Because clearly that is her preference, but...
I love the girl who showed up late.
Oh my god, yeah. Showed up late and then was like, I'm out.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not really feeling this, so I'm gonna call a Lyft. It was so nice meeting you.
Yeah.
I'm like, she clearly...
And then he walks away and she's just standing there on the curb with her phone chilling. Like,
I tell you, she literally... She was with other people and was just like, hey, I have to go do this thing that I said I was going to do, and I'm contractually obligated to do it.
Yeah, really.
So I have to go do that, but I'll be back at some point.
She was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm pretty sure they all got paid for it. I mean, if they paid the extras, they're going to pay the people on the dates.
Yeah, you know? The actual dating people. That would make sense. I mean, the girl he picked, I was very surprised by, because she was from Massachusetts.
The mass hole?
Yes. Yeah,
as she said.
I have heard that term before, and every time I hear it, it's very jarring. I'm like, why would you voluntarily call yourself that? I guess to them,
people
they're just
be
like
that.
It's an act of pride, and I'm like, eek.
There were definitely moments between them where she would say something, and he would just stare at her in silence. And it was, I don't know if it was the editing or what, but it was so awkward. But I'm like, were all of his dates awkward? Because, like, I think it was honestly just because he was so awkward. Like, the girls were kind of doing the whole conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why I think the one with Tiffany was more fun to watch, because she would just talk.
Yeah.
She's like, you're not going to talk? Fine, I will fill the silence.
I'm going to get this date going.
Right.
Because she wanted to have a good time.
She really did. She was there to have a good time whether or not he wanted to.
Yeah, so let's get away from boring old Luke.
Yes, he was boring.
The second episode was with Gurky.
Yes.
This Indian woman. And the thing is I have seen... Now, this is... Honestly, the date that she had with that one white dude is the whole reason I wanted to watch the show. Because I was intrigued by
it. The piece
of
shit or the other one?
The piece of shit.
Okay.
So I was very intrigued about watching this show before, because I was just like, oh, Netflix is doing a reality show. And I'm like, I mean, they've done them before, but I'm like, a reality dating show? That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd seen the ad. I threw it on my list. I was like, I'll get around to it at some point. But I had seen this clip circulating the internet, and I didn't watch it because I didn't want to spoil anything for myself, but people were talking about, they're like, do you really want to see a bad date? And I was just like, oh my god, I really have to watch this show. Because I'm like, I'm all for, like, watching a disaster unfold on television.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's why I watch those trashy shows in VH1 sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. Well, that's why I like watching, like, shows like, Are You the One?
Oh,
are
I
so
love
much
Are
fun.
You the One.
It's one of those shows that it's like, I want to watch it, but I want to just sit there and watch it by myself. Like, I want to watch it with other people because it's more fun.
Yeah, I got my mom into watching it, so that's So I had someone else to watch it with. But I will actually watch it by myself. I'll just watch it by myself and then talk as if other people are in the room.
If my roommates were around, I would watch it with them. But
yeah, I mean, usually, sidebar, Are You the One is usually tons and tons of fun.
Yeah.
But recently, like, the last season I wasn't all that great on because I was just like, now they're just, like, I mean, they always pick, like, dumb 20-somethings, but they seem to be, like, dumber than usual, and I'm just like, this is
dumb
kind
to
of
the point where it's not funny anymore.
Yeah,
it's just annoying.
It's just like watching a bunch of dumb idiots get drunk and then be like, why doesn't he like me? And I'm just like, oh, get a grip.
That gets exhausting, yeah.
It does get exhausting, and it's very exhausting to watch people repeat the same stupid behavior over and over and over again, even though they keep saying, like, I want to do better, and I'm like, then do better. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, this guy, though, on Gurky's date, was just literally from the beginning, I'm just like, I'm getting too many, like, strong white male trademark vibes from him. The kind that are just so, what's the word I'm looking for?
I mean, like, they're just a huge turnoff. Yeah. But I can't think, I also can't think of the word.
They're just so, like, arrogant, I guess. It's not the word I'm looking for, but it'll do for now.
Repulsive?
No. But, like, so,
repugnant?
Oh, I was almost there. Oh!
Should I say more R words?
No. I want to say it's, like, self-something. I don't know. But they're just, like, they just feel so...
Self-centered? Egocentric?
I'm gonna explain it in more words instead of just one, but, like, they feel like they have been, they deserve everything that they have, even if though that's not necessarily true, and they deserve anything that they want.
Oh, I know
the And word. Everything they say is just the word.
And I know the just, word that you're talking about.
And it was just, like, this shit where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm at that age where, like, I mean, I'm a millennial, but, like, I hate what millennials do and how they make up words, like, on fleek, and, like, he was complaining about, he sounded like a baby boomer, and I'm like,
yeah,
and it was even just that verse, I'm like, oh, you're one of those people, okay.
I know.
And then the whole thing about the cat.
Oh, like, yeah, how he got his, because they were talking about their exes, and he was just like.
He was like, a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't like cats. And my ex had a cat, and then we literally got to a point where I was like, it's either the cat or me. And he made his girlfriend get rid of the cat, and then...
Dumped her.
Yeah, broke up with her eventually anyway.
Yeah, and I will also say that with the cat, it wasn't even like he's allergic or like the cat was causing problems. The cat would go under the bedroom door to get in the bedroom while they were sleeping. That was it. Like...
Yeah.
He was just in the room. A cat was existing.
Yeah, and he didn't like that, because he didn't like cats. And I'm just like, that's really... And honestly, I don't even know whether... Because he said he and his previous ex dated for, like, 2 years or something. And I'm just like, that's a long time to commit to someone like that. Because I'm like, girl, I'm sure you had seen many more red flags by then.
Oh, truly. He was just... Haircut alone. Strong fuckboy vibes.
Yes. And then he proceeded to, like, full-on attack homegirl... For
just literally yelling at her.
Yeah, for being, like, because she was married before, and then she was just like, oh, like, I knew early on that this wasn't going to be something, like, we were going to be, like, a forever type couple, but there was this huge pressure to, like, you know, get married and blah, 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 because she's, like, Indian, and that's very, like, what their culture is, and I'm like...
Right, right.
So, like, it was very understanding, like, yeah, it was absolutely. Very understandable, but... He just seemed to just not get it at all. And then she was just like, well, we were, like, they had been together since she was, like, 17 or in college or something like that. And then she was like, because she was, like, 36. And she said that they got divorced when she was 30.
Yeah, because she said they got married when she was 25. So they were married for 5 years.
Yeah, and they were together for longer than that. And it was kind of like one of, I think, honestly, she fell into, like, a lot of what, you know, certain women end up doing is just like you've been together for this with this person for so long and then you're just expected to do those things. So she was like pushed into something that she didn't necessarily want to per se do, but it felt like it was expected of her, and it wasn't like she didn't love the person.
Right, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, how can I trust you?
He's like, how could you expect anyone to trust you? And I'm just like...
And she was even like, oh, this is like a culture clash thing. Like, this is, you're just not under, like, this is a cultural thing, and it's not something you've experienced. So she was even being very mature about it. It's like, look, we disagree. And he would just kept going off on her, and he kept cutting her off. I was mad. I'm like,
I know, I was mad for her.
So upset.
He was just being the absolute worst TM. Like,
right.
The worst type of person that you could possibly interact with. I'm like, he was full on definitely someone who voted for Trump and then pretended like he didn't or didn't say anything. Like, when people would be like, oh, who'd you vote for? He's just like, that's a private thing. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Anytime someone says something like that, you either voted for Elizabeth Warren because you were like, I hate Hillary, or you voted for Trump because you're a fucking racist.
Yeah.
And they're definitely one of those people who like to pretend they're not, but... full on R.
God, he was just the worst. The entire date was just little mini red flags.
I know, which is why I didn't get why she ended up at the at the after dinner drinks place with him, because right. I'm like, girl, I would have just left halfway through the first the first portion, because I'm like, no.
Yeah, just the whole time he was doing those dates, it was like the little negative reaction on The Sims going off the whole time.
Ding, 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 until you become worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was still upset that she didn't choose, the one guy, Manny, at the end. I loved him.
He was so cute.
He was also a divorcee. He has a daughter.
Yeah.
He was, like, 27 or something.
He was cute, too. They bonded.
They had fun.
He was funny. Yeah, they had a lot of fun.
Maybe she just didn't feel a spark
or something. And then she chose herself.
Yeah.
And I'm so mad, because when you were like, she chose herself, I'm like, haha, funny joke. Like, they wouldn't do that. And then they did!
Honestly, I was
so upset.
I'm still annoyed that they didn't, the song that they chose at the end wasn't that Hailee Steinfeld song.
Oh my god.
Because she was just like walking around New York with a bunch of shopping bags.
Yeah, really.
And I'm like, honestly, they really should have just had that. This is like, I love myself. Just walking around with their bags.
That episode was just so... I'm so upset about that episode for so many reasons, and one of them is because she did not choose Manny. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, she had options. But
she did. She had some solid options, except for the one piece of shit.
Yeah. But I guess she was just like, I'm 36. I don't want to deal with that. So.
I mean, I personally, like, enjoyed her, though. I thought her dates were interesting. I thought she would actually... She engaged with all of them more.
Yes.
And I actually learned stuff not just about them, but about her as well, as opposed to the first date where it's like, I know a little bit about some of the dates, still have no idea who the hell Luke is.
I have no idea who he is. I barely know any of the other girls.
Right. Like, not even his personality.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Yeah.
But, so we, after that, we moved on to my personal favorite and
Lex.
My new love, Lex.
Now in love with Lex.
I am in love with Lex.
Call him up.
I don't know, like, I don't know how to send those signals out into
slide into his DMs and call him a cunt.
See, I'm not, like, that kind of person, and, like, I feel like sometimes that's the kind of thing that makes me feel like an old person, is they're like, slide into your DMs. I'm like, I don't really do that. Like, honestly, there have been several people I've met.
That's just something I hear about people doing, but I've never really believed it's an actual thing that people do.
Yeah, but there's several people I've met in the last, like, year or so, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh yeah, what's your Instagram? And that's how people interact these days. They don't get your phone number, they get your Instagram, and they're just like, oh, I'll just, like, message you on there and whatnot. I'm just like, this is so fucking weird.
Instagram is the new text. Instagram is the new instant messenger. It's the new AOL.
Oh, okay. See, now that makes a little bit more sense.
Gotta connect it back to more...
things I would understand. Old AOL messenger. Speaking of, what was your AOL messenger thing? Your handle?
Oh, gosh.
I had a slew of them.
Oh, my goodness.
But the one that I...
I remember it, because I still have that email. I actually just changed my Facebook from my AIM email, because I no longer have access to it.
Oh my god, what was it?
Cat Kevian Veli.
Well, that's still better than mine. Mine was X, like the letter X, taste, like X tasty kitty.
Oh my god.
And it was supposed to be ecstasy kitty.
I had a different one before that, but I can't remember. I know I had that one, like, for sure, though. But I wouldn't be surprised if I made one when I was, like, young and then changed it. And, like, or made a different one or something like that.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I used to just, like, switch ones. But that was the one I stuck with for an extended period of time.
Which, honestly, it's probably one of the least cringy usernames I had back then. Because I had some real rough ones. I still, like, I remember when I had to fix my phone. My Apple email is just another one that I recently changed. Because my Apple ID was a year and a half ago. It was the same email that was the first email I had ever made.
Oh, God.
Right? And the shame I have to feel to go to the Apple store to get a new phone and to tell them my Apple ID out loud as a 20-something-year-old, the shame is quite a bit. it's a lot of shame.
I was lucky that my mom created my very first email, so it was just, like, my initials, basically.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, but I don't even use that account anymore. Mine's like, rough. I don't even remember the password to log in. But anyway.
I still use the same password for some accounts, so I'm very irresponsible.
Catherine, don't say that out loud.
Never said what it was.
someone could hack you.
That's fine. My bank account's already been hacked a few times.
Again. Don't say that. Don't say that.
My entire life is insecure. moving on, .org.
Yeah, so I'm going to slide into Lex's DMs because I love him.
Oh my god. I did write down that one quote.
Wait, what?
The one where you were like, he was saying with, what was his name? I want to say it started with an M.
Matt? Was it the guy with the man bun?
No.
Oh, okay, then it wasn't Matt.
No, but the one where he called the guy a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
The guy said something about his stereotypical bamboo tattoo, and he's like, "You called my bamboo tattoo stereotypical, you cunt."
Yeah.
And then he replied, and then he said, "How'd you get rid of the unibrow?"
It was so funny. I was just like,
"Oh my god, it was amazing."
Honestly, I was just like, in that instance, I'm just like, "Wow, I may be in love with
him." Yeah. I think that was specifically when you were like, "Yep, I'm sold."
It was definitely a moment. I'm like, if you can trade barbs with me, that would be fun.
Oh, can we talk about Jonathan?
Yes, please, because
Jonathan was already a very weird-looking man.
Yes, he has, like, a handlebar mustache. He reminded me, I want to say, the funny thing is the first thing that came to mind when I saw his mustache was Jib Jab.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, he had that mustache, he was bald, and then he had this reverse sequined coat, and then we found out that, for a living, he is a songwriter and also walks dogs, so you know he's not a very good songwriter.
Right.
He then later, said one of his songs, he read aloud one of the songs that he's written.
It was awful.
It's like some of the weirdest spoken word I've ever heard. I would not want to hear it in song form.
Yeah.
Because
none of it was good.
And the whole scene with him just eating very awkwardly and, like, dropping the food out of his mouth while Lex is just staring at him.
It was very funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
The looks he was giving him were just like, okay.
Like, Lex did for a lot of it, either seem really, like, turned off or just really amused.
Yeah.
Like, very much I am laughing at you.
Yes. I don't know. I liked this episode for one, gays. But, also just, like, the way that they went about, his dates were very interesting because, like, all six of them were very different.
They were, yeah.
Like, the one guy who was, like, talking about how he was, like, Christian or whatever and wanted to be a pastor. That was interesting. Like, it was interesting.
It was.
And then there was fucking Jonathan when this was ridiculous. There was the Italian dude. The other gay Asian guy. whose name I forgot.
Yeah, he was the one who did the tattoo comment.
Yeah, the tattoo comment.
He's the one who also dabbles in drag, whose name is Queera Wang.
Yes, I loved that. I was just like, what a great drag name.
Truly. There's also, was it Brad, the guy who, from the Midwest?
Yes, that's what
it was. Big beard, who he was super into.
Yes, he wanted to fuck him so bad.
He really did. And he kept telling him that. Yeah,
basically.
When he told him he did rugby, and he's like, oh yeah, like, there's something, like, oh yeah, like, my body's all weird now. He's like, oh, there's something weird happening in my pants now. And I'm like, oh my god.
That's why I was so shocked at the end when he didn't choose him. He chose the one...
The pastor guy.
The pastor dude. Yeah. I was just like, that's weird. But, I mean, again, we were watching this, and while they may have cut out a lot of the stuff from production because they didn't think it was interesting, they might have had a better date, per se. Because, I mean...
Or connected on, like, a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely... Like, when he picked him, I was just like, oh, okay, well, they definitely seem like someone who you would probably be like, oh, this is more like a long-term relationship type.
And they did have a good date. Like, yeah. It wasn't like a, you know, so they had one of the better dates. He just wasn't as, like, openly expressive about how much he wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. I did think it was really funny when he was on the date with the Italian dude, and he was just like, what did he ask him? Oh, yeah, he asked him if he was a top or a bottom.
But you didn't ask him in English.
Yeah, I think he asked him in Italian.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because he, like, the guy answered, but at first he was against answering because he was just like...
He's like, I don't want to talk about this.
He was just like, I don't want to talk about this on the first date. And he was just like, well, it might be conducive to whether or not we'll have a second date. And I'm just like, true, but at the same time, it is kind of weird to have a conversation about that on the first date.
Yeah.
Unless you're having, like, a really long first date where you're like... We started here, and we were just supposed to have dinner, but then we ended up spending, like, hours talking and stuff like that, because I'm like, I've had experiences like that where you're, like, only supposed to do one thing, and then you end up, like, with that person all day because you're, just having a good time.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. But, in the end...
It was a really entertaining episode to watch.
And I heart Lex.
He was so entertaining.
Who was after him? Was it...
Leonard.
Oh, alright, so I really love this episode, too, because we definitely don't see people of a certain age dating and stuff like that, and he was an older gentleman, and he was, you know, he went out on a date with a bunch of older women, and it was very refreshing to watch that, because I was, like, very curious on how they, like, date, because it's a complete, like, a lot of them, especially just varying in ages, because, like, if it, just because they're older doesn't mean they're, like, the same age, and they could...
Yeah.
That age difference could, you know, speak volumes to, like, the way that they interact with people and stuff like that.
Right.
And it was just very refreshing to see that, especially after the first three episodes that we've watched, because, I mean, like...
Right.
I know Gurky was older than, like, Luke, because I think Luke was probably in his mid to late 20s, and Lex might have been around 30 or something like that.
Right.
So it was...
But it was still the generally younger people dating.
Yeah. Because
even some of the people that Gurky was seeing were younger people. Like, one of them, like, Manny was 27.
Yeah.
So you're still generally seeing a younger demographic interact.
And then with... Leonard and the... Okay. Definitely the first lady who showed up.
Oh my god, who was super overdressed.
I loved it. She looked like she was dressed for the opera or something.
I have at least two quotes by her. I have two quotes by her. She was such an icon.
She said a lot of things.
I'm gonna steal some of her quotes because she had some good ones in there.
She had a lot of good ones. I love the fact that she was just like, I've been married 3 times. I think he thought, like, some of them were dead or whatnot, and she was just like, no, they're not dead, they're all still alive.
She said, I didn't kill any of them.
They're still out there.
No, my favorite thing that she said that I'm personally going to steal is, I like to have my teeth out by 8. And I'm like, oh my god, that's a mood. So now when people make fun of me for, like, wanting to be home early or go to bed early, I'm just gonna be like, look, I like to have my teeth out by 8.
Sometimes you got a lot of stuff going on and you're like, I gotta get to bed.
Yeah, people start calling me the oldest young person they know, and I'm like, look.
Because I also like to be home. The thing is I don't go to sleep early. I just like to be home.
Yeah, no, I love being home. And I do, honestly, I love going to bed early. It is such a treat.
I just don't, I don't like going to bed early because I know I'm going to wake up early and I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do that early in the morning?
So much, do you know, especially, because I think also, because you know people are like morning people. I'm not a night person. I am straight up a morning person. If I need to get anything done, I need to get done in the first half of the day. So, when I wake up early, I get so much done. Do you know how much I got done before I came here?
No.
So much!
Well, you've heard it here first, folks. If you get up early, you have so much more time for activities.
It's true. I did a push-up. It was great.
One? One push-up.
I wanted to see if I could still do a push-up. Turns out I can. I can do a few.
So anyway, back to Leonard. definitely, I could the thing is with these dates, like I was telling you, I was just like, I feel like we went on these dates with them.
Yeah, really, really, yeah.
I also feel like I learned a lot about just dating in general, and like, because I don't have a lot of experience with dating in general.
Neither do I.
As, well.
First dates, I don't, yeah. First dates are weird. I feel like most people I dated, I knew them before I officially dated them.
Yeah.
So, like, I've never been in that kind of experience.
I mean, fair. I feel like a lot of people I've been romantically involved with like that, I've also known beforehand. So, yeah. There hasn't been any really, like, out of the box. Like, I think that may have happened to me, like, once where it would have been, like, where I kind of went on a pseudo date with someone I didn't per se know. And the thing is we didn't even, like, we went to coffee and then we went to, like, a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, we went on a coffee date, kind of, and then we talked for a while, and then we went to a movie. And it was, like, Dutch. So, and he was just like, oh, I wouldn't consider this a date. So I'm just like, so I guess I haven't been on a date before. I don't know.
Wow.
I really don't know. That's why I called it a pseudo date. So I'm like, anyway, that's why this show is very informative for me, because I have not been on dates before. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting to especially to watch like these older people go on a date, because like they're older, so they've come, like, you know, they've experienced dating through the generations basically. Yeah. And it's very interesting to see how they interact with one another. And like Leonard, he was very respectful, very polite and stuff.
Charming.
Yeah, it's funny because they had Luke, who was a younger guy, and then to have the foil with Leonard, it's like, Leonard was way more charming and personable, whereas Luke was just like, he was very polite and stuff like that, but it was like...
But he didn't engage much is the thing, he would mostly just sort of react.
Yeah, he's definitely someone, if I had gone on a date with him, I would be like, no, I don't want to go on another date with you.
Yeah, he's just a little boring.
Yeah, he was very boring.
Yeah. I'm sure he's, like, not a boring person in real life, but at least first impression.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a very strong one.
Yeah, which is interesting because, like, it's interesting that you say first impression because that's what that woman said in the...
In the follow-up.
Yeah. She was saying, like, first dates and / blind dates are very much about, like, first impressions.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I'm like, it's true, because you very much have to think about how you're coming off to someone and how they perceive you, because they only get, like, that weird snapshot of you.
Yeah.
Which is why I would prefer to, like, go on a date with someone I already kind of know, because they at least know enough about me.
Yeah.
To, like, want to get to know me more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the last time I was on a date that wasn't with someone that I was already at least, like, kind of friends with was when I was 16. No, I was 15. It was right before I turned 16. So 15. It was a while ago. A while ago. So I'm like,
Yeah. No one can see the face you're making, but it's very... Just imagine a shrug face.
Yeah. Just shrug emoji.
I really liked Leonard, just because he was a great guy. I love the fact that he was, when he was talking to that one lady on the date, and she was just like, I've never done a drug. And she's like,
I've never done a drug. He's like, oh, I love drugs.
I was just like, I love Leonard. He should be my grandfather.
And he said he did LSD.
I know. He seemed like such a fun time. He's like, I love drugs. And then when he was on that date with Diane and they were talking about the 70s, it was like, drugs and rock and roll. Yeah. They're like, drugs and rock and roll. Woo! I was like, yeah. Yes,
he was very entertaining.
I know. I loved Diane. I thought that they had really great chemistry, and I'm glad that he actually chose her at the end, because right. I'm like, I'm like, I would love for you guys to
They were very cute, and I really hope they're at least still in contact, even if they're not dating, because I'm like, we're so cute, though.
I know. You're like, I just want them to work out.
I just want them to be happy, you know?
I just want my grandfather, Leonard, to be happy.
Oh, my God.
My adopted grandfather.
Yes. He doesn't know it yet, but that's fine.
Who was after him? Sarah.
Yes, it was Sarah, the one that the internet cannot agree on.
Which is fair, because she was, I would say, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. I don't necessarily think she is a manic pixie dream girl. She represented it a lot.
She's 100% manic.
Yes.
She may not be a manic pixie dream girl, but she is for sure manic. Yeah.
But, like, there are some parallels between her and that trope, and I think that really drove people crazy. And a lot of people didn't like the way that she handled the one guy who did the joke about the tip and then told her to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't really like the way that she handled that, and other people are like, well, she's 25, and she's young and, like, just started dating, and...
No. I'm like, no one can tell me that girl had just started dating. She has been dating since she's probably been, like, 14 years old. So...
She writes historical erotica.
Yeah, she's definitely someone who, like, knows what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she kept talking about her standards and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get having standards and whatnot, but it's like... Also, they're like, you shouldn't compromise. I'm like, well, it depends on what your so-called standards are. Right. Because sometimes it's like, your standards can keep you away from a certain people just because you have certain, like, standards and you're not willing to, like, step outside of your box.
Like, people thought that she was too harsh on the guy who did the no-tip joke and then told her to relax.
Yeah. So, the thing, that annoyed me because I'm like, it seemed definitely like a joke that he was making. He was just like, huh, you know what that means? No tip. And that's a joke that, you know, people make sometimes. Definitely. Yeah, usually like dads or something.
I mean, it wasn't
like
a great joke, but like.
It's not like he was actually going to follow through with it. Like.
Yeah. But like, she was already kind of like irritated from that. And then he's like, relax. And she just like lost it. And someone compared her to like a mother witnessing her son call some girl fat.
Wait, what?
Like, the way she reacted to him telling her to calm down was, like, a similar level to, like...
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, specifically talking about an actual instance. I'm like, what?
No, someone just, like, they compared it, like, the level of her reaction to, like, the same as if a woman, like, saw her son call some girl fat or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how personally I, like, really feel about that. I think she could have just been, like, that's not super cool to say, not of people like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was definitely just, like...
Like, I don't think it was that intention.
Yeah, she was kind of being a little over the top. It's just, he was just like, okay, okay. And then she was just like, yeah, that's not okay. It's not okay. And then she just kept hammering, like, saying it over and over again. I'm like, I would have also said, like, chill.
Yeah.
Because, like, she needed to chill.
Like, of course we don't have the context of, like, their full conversation because we have the edited version.
Yeah.
But, like, it came across, at least to me, like, it came across as very much like I'm a feminist and, like, I feel really strongly this way and I'm not quite thinking big picture super yet. She feels like a baby feminist where she has moved here from North Carolina and is just learning the ways and she's, like, there. Like, a certain friend we know.
Yeah.
You know? I think you know who I'm talking about. But, like, they're learning the ways, but they're not quite thinking big picture yet. They're not thinking about the gray. They're thinking about the black and the white.
Yeah. Also, he's, like, not from America.
Right.
So there is definitely, like, a cultural thing. There's it's not a huge cultural difference, but there's at least a subtle enough cultural difference that there's...
Right.
there's probably a little discrepancy between the two. So I feel like, I don't know, because that's always the thing when you have, like, people of color who date white people.
Yeah.
There's always that kind of culture clash where they don't won't necessarily understand certain things. And I'm like, I don't know if 100% that's what that kind of was, but, you know, it at least contributed. It at least contributed a bit to it.
Yeah.
But Sarah was a very weird, she was a very interesting character, like, a very interesting character study for this series, because I'm like,
she was one who I, if the camera, I'm wondering if any of the way she acted was because cameras are there, not even necessarily like I'm putting on a character specifically, but because of this, but like, generally speaking, you're gonna perform if you're even around other people or on a first date, and especially if there are cameras there, it might just change the way you act normally anyways.
Yeah.
But also based on some of the things her friend said about her in the beginning, I'm like, maybe she really just is like this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they were both like, I think the first thing they said was she's like, she's a lot.
She's a lot. She talks a lot.
To which I also agree. Whoever that friend was, I agree.
Yeah, it's true. She doesn't seem like an awful person or anything, though.
No.
The internet doesn't love her.
Yeah.
But some people on the internet really love her, so.
What I thought was really funny was when she, like, totally left the date when that one guy was making many, like, pseudo-sexual jokes.
Right.
And I'm like, I get it, because it's like, you know, when straight guys, like, definitely make too many sexual jokes, you're just like, okay, now you're just being disrespectful towards women. But, you know, it was...
Well, then someone was like, well, then she kept doing the same thing to that other guy.
Yeah.
Who left her. Because she kept making, like, she kept doing that same kind of thing, and so he's like, I'm out. And then she got upset, and they were like, well,
the double standard.
The same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, that's why it's very interesting, because it's like the exact, almost the exact same situation reversed.
Right.
And he was just like,
yeah.
What's funny is, like, he went on the, to the after drinks place with her, and I'm just like, I don't even understand why he did that.
Right.
Because it's like, I could already tell he was not feeling her at all.
Right. Well, it was even like, so after he walked away, right, and she was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, masturbate when I get home or whatever. And it's like, imagine if, like, she, while ditching the other guy, he had said that after she walked away. Like, you know, people would lose their mind, right?
Yeah. So.
But then she said that, so it's like, okay, well, there's definitely, like, a double standard here where, like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bit, I don't know, it's just a very weird, it was a very weird situation.
I don't know gender politics. There's a lot there, you know? And again, we don't have the full context, so we don't know everything that happened. These are just impressions
in that editing room.
Truly. I mean, you were mentioning how it's like you could imagine me going through all the footage just being like, oof.
Yeah. Totally. Because, like, you were doing that just watching the edited version. So I can only imagine you watching, like, the actual, like,
oh my God,
the uncensored
version. I would love it. Like, if they were ever to release these entire dates unedited, I would totally sit there and watch it.
See, that's the thing about, like, reality shows. It's like, I would love to be an editor on a reality show just for shit.
Same. I put it in bios. I'm like, I would love to edit reality TV. I don't care if it's House Hunters. Like, anything. But I think this also would be, like, a dream to edit, because the way it was done was very much, like, you're having all these different dates, and you want to kind of make them all blend together in a way. Because, you know, the way they were doing, where they would, like, intercut, like, a similar conversation, where it's, like, here's her talking about her divorce to, like, five different people, and the way it was done was so smooth, and, to really find all these dates and try and find a way to put them together in a story where it makes sense logistically, like, logically as well as, like, chronologically, I think is really clever, and it was done really well, so I'm like, this must have been a really fun project to work on.
Yeah. Because I really love the way that they intercut all of the scenes, especially when they had, like, well, I was saying they would do, like, a wipe where it was, like, someone walks in and out of frame.
Yeah, and them walking across the screen would wipe to the next shot.
Yeah. Although, my favorite thing that just has shown up on camera during this whole show, or the first season of the show, was when they did the last girl, Mila, who... Yay, more gays, because it was all lesbians.
Hell yeah.
Well, lesbians and a bisexual girl. Let me correct myself.
Yes.
or I don't know how they all identify. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway, but, like, I love
when... Women dating women.
Yes.
WLW.
Woola woo, as Grace would say. Woola woo.
Yeah, woman love woman is very, like, it's lost syllables.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that's why I just gotta go, woola woo.
Willow?
Woola woo.
Willow.
Yeah, almost like Willow, but woola woo.
Woola woo.
But,
Love it.
I love when they're, like, you could see someone who, like, I think it was the bartender or something, had, like, glasses, and then, like, they suddenly pulled them out of frame,
yeah,
and I was
yeah.
just like, someone was definitely like, you're in my shot!
And the editor was like, yeah, I'll keep that in.
it was great, I loved it. They're like, I love this shot, and if I can't find a cleaner one, I'm still gonna use
yes.
it.
Yes. But yeah, the last person, I would like to refer to her as the space lesbian, because someone specifically described her style as galactic.
Yes. I mean, honestly, if I were a lesbian, I would love to be called a space lesbian.
Oh, absolutely. And I loved her look. Like,
yes.
I was obsessed.
She had a great aesthetic. She has a great aesthetic.
So good, yeah.
I liked watching this, because, I mean, also, you know, the opposite of the gay men. So, it was very interesting to watch this, especially just, I don't know, because I never really know how lesbian dating goes, per se. I'm just like, how deep do they get into conversation? Do they have, like, these super real, long, in-depth conversations where they talk about their childhood and shit like that?
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Well, yeah, because I just feel like women in general are a lot more open with, like, having those kinds of deep conversations than men are. So
absolutely.
It's just like, you know, especially in my experience, you know, like, having conversations with men, it's, like, sometimes, like, fucking pulling teeth. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as a woman, at least, who knows women, has not gone on dates with women, generally, yeah, like, the emotions are much more there. Like, there are some people who it's, like, within minutes of meeting them are just telling me their whole life story, and I'm whoa.
I've had lots of experiences like that, which is why I've made, like, a lot of random female friends while, like, I go out, I'll go out for a night or something, and it's, like, drinking at a bar, blah, 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 and then I'll just make friends with random people.
Yeah, I've done it at music festivals. That. From what I hear, though, at least on jokes on the internet, is the whole, like, meme of lesbians, like, not understanding flirting and the way that, like, they just think everything is friendly. Like, someone can kiss them on the mouth and they'll be like, we're just friends. Like, they literally just don't understand it. But I imagine in a date context, I guess it would be a little different, because it's like, we're specifically in a, like, thing that's supposed to be romantic, even if we don't know if it's gonna lead there.
Yeah.
But I thought this last one was the most interesting, was very interesting to me, because it was the only one where you couldn't specifically be like, oh, that date isn't going well. Even if it wasn't like they were necessarily like, it was going really, really bad, but more of a, oh, they are not clicking, like, they are not getting along well. Like, even Leonard and that woman who came in who was super overdressed, it was very much a, you guys are not good for each other.
Yeah.
You guys are having conversation, you're not like, you're not getting mad at each other or anything, but, like, this is not really a great match. But then this one, it was really, like, they all kind of got along pretty well.
Yeah, they all went very, like, very smoothly.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's a testament to, like, how personable Mila is, or if it's just, like...
Yeah, maybe it was just, like, the draw, maybe who really knows? Maybe it was... they were holding something back.
Yeah. I just knew that her and Jari were definitely not going to end up together.
Right.
Because, right. I don't know, they were, they had fine conversations, they were talking.
Yeah.
They seemed to be talking to each other fine. They just, you know.
They
you
didn't,
could,
yeah.
You could tell something was missing. It was like a click didn't happen.
Right.
It's not like her and the one stud girl.
I don't remember her name, but yeah, I did stud, as she described herself. That was very clear from the get-go, they were very into each other, so.
Yeah. Which is why she chose her at the end, so, right. I mean.
Because I think really the only other one that didn't end in, like, a hug and a, like, exchange of numbers or something was the one girl who was like, oh, like, when is this happening again? Like, I'm into this. And she was like, we can, like, hang out, but not a date.
Yeah.
And, like, that was really the most awkward moment besides her and,
Jari. And that one weird shot where they were just literally sitting in the car and they're just staring.
Oh, that was funny. No, but the one woman who was our lesbian tour guide.
Oh, I loved that.
Oh my god, she was so funny. She was going all into, like, the lesbian dating scene in New York. And she's like, oh yeah, every time I go to a bar, it's like, five of my exes are there, and nowadays I'm either dating, like, my ex's ex, or I'm dating someone who slid into my DMs, and I'm like, girl, you gotta move.
Like, that was so funny.
Move somewhere else.
You were like, she's gotta move, she can't stay. But I love at the end of the date, like, they knew that they were, like, not going, they're like, no, this isn't a romantic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, I love the fact that she was just like, Pride is next weekend.
Yes.
I'm having some of my girlfriends over, we're gonna have pre-games beforehand, is like, you should come.
And then we're gonna go to Stonewall.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I haven't been to Stonewall. She's like, oh my god, you haven't! And I'm like, wow, it's really becoming that.
Yeah, she was full on her lesbian Sherpa. She's just like, let me usher you into the gay
nightlife. A whole new world. She was like listing off all the places that lesbians hang out in New York.
Yeah. She's just like, they're here, definitely, when you go in there, it's like being thrown to the lion's den. I'm like...
She was so funny. I had a great time with that.
I know. I love that. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I think that that's, like, the best possible outcome of a date where you know it's not going to end romantically.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
definitely like, oh, I didn't find, like, a romantic partner, but I found a really good friend that I can have.
Right. Here. And I feel like they two, at least on a friend basis, seem to connect the most out of everyone. They had a great time.
Yeah. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I really liked the,
I did, yeah.
I also really liked the follow-up afterwards. I mean, we didn't get, like, a whole hell of a lot from it because it was only, like, seven or so minutes.
Right.
But at least they, like, quickly caught up and were just like, oh, well... This is... Lex shouted about ghosting being very...
Oh my god, yeah. He went on a rant about ghosting and said that if you ghost, you're a cunt.
Yeah. I love that. I love that he just, like, so casually throws out cunt. And
he
like,
really does, yeah. Oh.
See, I love him.
He's just ready to call people cunts. And they were all, like... And they were all, like, joking on each other and stuff. Like, Leonard was like, oh, just sliding in and out of beds all the time. And then, like, specifically pointed at Lex.
Or, I think he was looking at him. He was looking straight at him. He was just like, yeah, I'm talking to you, you little whore.
And I'm like, did they all become best friends? Like, all the people in these, did they just become best friends at some point?
I mean, I would want to be best friends with Leonard.
Oh, honestly, yeah. Like, they all seem tight, and I'm like, this is fun.
Lex and Mila definitely seem like they're...
What if they start dating each other? Maybe not Leonard, though. There is a bit of an age difference there for the others, but...
Gherky and Leonard. My new OTP.
Oh, no. Because I think Sarah and Luke should start dating each other.
Maybe she'll give him a personality. Maybe he can have one of her seven.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But if you guys have not watched Dating Around and also got to the end of this episode and still haven't watched it, I don't understand why, but...
Yeah, because it's a good time, honestly. It's a really interesting, like, just sitting there and just watching people interact for the first time.
Yeah.
It's like that one YouTube video that was, like, the experiment of, like, strangers kiss or for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that, but, like, less weird to watch.
Yeah, because at least that was, like, that was a little too intimate to be,
that was,
like, doing
weird
on the fly.
Yeah, my favorite one is the strangers slap each other.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. A lot of fun to watch.
I love watching strangers do anything. Oh, wait, have you seen the thing where they, it's, like, they sit in a circle and they actually don't talk to each other, they, like, talk through texting?
No.
Oh, it's so weird. It's, like, the dater person sits in the middle and they... What the hell? Sorry, I saw something on my phone. All right, so the dating person sits in the middle, and they're on the phone, and they're surrounded by a pool of potential people, and then they, like, start with one question. They're just like, if you, like, for instance, they're just like, if you haven't been in a relationship before, like, on a long-term relationship before, leave the circle now, and they'll just, like, a huge group of people leave.
Oh, my God.
And then they just start to get more and more serious as it, like, goes on, like, the questions. And it's very interesting because they always end up dwindling down to, like, usually like one, maybe possibly two people, but they've actually like completely eliminated everyone before. And it was,
oh my god, that's so funny. Wild.
They're just like, I guess not. I think one of the questions.
I guess I chose myself.
Yeah. I love me.
The best game of never have I ever.
No, it's funny because one time I think this one girl was just like, leave now if I'm not your type. And then there's. It was either like a whole bunch of dudes left, or it was down to like only a few of them, or like one, and then he just left. I was like, okay.
That's so funny.
I'll have to send it to you. Like, I'll also post it. Like, I just have to send it to you, because it was a really...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was a wild ride. Because, you know, one of our other friends who's always on YouTube sent it to me. Because yeah. He's always finding random stuff. I don't know how he finds
stuff. There was some video... I don't remember when or how I found it, but it was like they would have to... They were playing some kind of game together. Like, it was two strangers. And it was very much like a truth or dare kind of game. There'd be some sort of thing they had to do, and occasionally they might have to do a dare or, like, tell a truth.
Oh, like, was it like the Pong thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I forget what it's called.
I think it is, like, Truth or Dare Pong or something.
Yeah, like something
that.
Like that. But I remember it was, like, strangers watching or playing that together, and that was interesting, but...
I mean, that's still less awkward than the other videos I've seen where it's just, like, watching porn with my parents, and it's just like, oh, God!
I don't know why people do that.
I'm, like, literally, I would rather be, like... kept hostage in, like, a foreign prison rather than do that. Like,
truly.
Nothing is worth that level of embarrassment. Because it's, like, one, I don't want to tell my parents what I'm into. I'm, like, no. Also, I'm, like, into a lot of random things. In general.
Tell us, Chad!
Just in general. I'm, like,
yeah.
In general. Because, I mean, there was that one time we played, well, I don't know if you were there, but, like, when we all used, like, a bunch of college... Us people in college used to
Are
live in that...
Are you referring to bowl game?
Yes. We played bowl game.
You're going to have to be more specific about which time. There have been a few.
Oh, this was like the time when we threw in the one thing that we called the gem, which is pull up your a favorite porn clip.
I don't know if... the only time I got to experience the gem was someone who ruined it and what didn't make it interesting, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, so I never truly got to experience the gym in its full beauty.
Oh, I got it once, and then I had to... It was, like, Catholic-themed.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's something about that, like, priest thing. It's... When you're an adult, that's fine. Not if you're a child.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oof.
I don't know. There's something about uniforms, just in general. Uniforms across the board.
Well, I feel like that is a theme in pornography.
Yeah. So, luckily, it's a wide net.
Moving on.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you guys haven't seen Dating Around, if I were on Dating Around, these are the kinds of conversations I would be having on my first date.
Dating Around, cast him for season 2.
Oh my god, I would love to be cast. Well, I don't live in New York. See, if I lived in New York still, that would work.
Want to come to Northern Virginia?
Yeah, because I would definitely be doing some out-of-the-box shit like that. I'd be like, you guys would love me, but I would hate for the... Like, I would never tell people I know that I was doing this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But anyway, go watch it. It's a fun time. As always, listeners, thanks for listening. Bye.
Coochie.